Hello. Today we begin chapter 4, verse John. Let's read verses 1, 2, and 3. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. As we come off of last week's teaching that tells us that we have been given the Holy Spirit, we understand that John wants to keep us from counterfeit spirits. Satan is a great counterfeiter. He loves to tell half-truths. He loves to give us part of the equation without giving us all of the equation. And so we've been told to test the spirits, to see whether they are false or whether they are true. This brings to mind the plethora of teaching that is available in the world, books, radio, television, as well as in every community that has a Christian base, there are churches upon churches. And yet, pastors disagree, teachers disagree, the teaching can become very convoluted and twisted. Certain passages are emphasized, other passages are dropped, and before we know it, we're no longer focused on the simple truth of Jesus Christ, but we're working out our salvation in some weird and foreign way that is not in keeping with the true spirit of Christ. And so we've been told to test the spirits. Any spirit that is of God will acknowledge that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh and is from God, not some spiritualized format, not some character that exists only in myth or in teaching, but that he was the real living Son of God. We're told to test spirits for their genuineness. And one of the things that's implied here is to keep our doctrines simple and straightforward. Is Jesus who he says he is? The Son of God, the one who has come to reconcile the world, the one who died for us. This is the true Jesus. And so we've been asked to be imitators of God, to become his disciples, his followers, to carry our own cross. And the spirit that is within us should be the same spirit that was in our Lord, one of service and love for our neighbors. Keep our doctrine simple. Don't complicate it. Remember Romans chapter 14, verses 1 and 2, where we're told not to divide the church over arguable matters. But let's keep focused on what matters. And what matters? Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. This is the sum of the law and the prophets. Have a great Sunday.